Every boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. Yeah. Stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth. From one to four, we about that action. So tap in and let's go. We want that justice. We want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block and we ready. Let's go. Tap in and it ain't no holding back. We ready. We ready. 101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I got a young man in the studio. He made a post on social media that got my attention, and I wanted him to come in and talk about this, but this is what it said. This is what the post said. It said, all these stores trying to get away with illegal fee theft on debit cards at the ignorance of our community. None of our so-called representatives have stepped in to address the matter of piracy in our community. We got Key City in studio. How you doing, Key?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Thanks for having me.
Now, you made this post because something happened to you.
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes you go to the convenience store, you're just trying to grab a couple of things. And fortunately, what I noticed in like Milwaukee County, when you go to like a gas station or convenience store, they try and tell you that you got to spend a certain amount. Otherwise, you got to pay a fee. And sometimes they just charge you a fee just for using a debit card just in general. So I've been actually doing that for actually quite a few years. I'm pretty sure a lot of people in Milwaukee have been doing the same thing unbeknownst to us that they can't do that. Mm-hmm. So I got curious. I used AI because now we got AI at our fingertips. So I asked. And it said that they can't do that. So I told it to show me the documents that prohibits them from being able to do that. And it pulled it up. First of all, it's against the federal law for them to charge us to set a minimum on debit cards. Mm. So they can't tell you that you got to spend less than a certain amount of money.
They're supposed to just go ahead and make the transaction.
Yep, they just got
to
make the transaction. They could do that with a credit card, but they can't do it with a debit card. And then the other violation.
What about Apple Pay?
Apple Pay. So it depends. I don't have Apple, so it depends on what type of card.
That
I'm
works
pretty
like
sure.
It's just a debit
I'm pretty
card,
sure yeah. That's just another debit card. So it like Cash App, your bank card, all any type of debit card. They can't put a surcharge or a fee on it or set a minimum.
I used to wonder every time I go to get some gas, right? It's like I gotta ask for my receipt. Mm-hmm. Like they, instead of them giving me the receipt, I just made a purchase.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stand there and like you know they don't just grab the receipt and give it to you.
Yeah.
Why is that?
They trying to hide it, man. They know that they shouldn't be charging. They siphoning money out of the black community, and they trying their best to hide it. They don't want to give you the receipt. If you ask for the receipt, they disguise the charge on there. Sometimes they'll inflate the price to hide the charge, or they'll disguise the charge on there as a non-taxable grocery tax to make it look like that you bought something, even though it was a tax.
That's wild to me because I heard a lot of people complain about how many times, a lot of times, even with gas stations, at a lot of the convenience stores, they'll charge them for using a debit or a credit card.
Yeah.
An extra fee. They say that it costs them extra, so they have to charge you extra.
Yep. So they like I mentioned before, with a credit card, they're allowed to charge a fee. They could pass that fee on to you if you use a credit card, but not a debit card.
Mm.
So that's the big difference is if you use a credit card, which nobody – who's going into a gas station or a convenience store to use a credit card to buy a bag of chips?
Right.
Nobody.
Nobody. But what I'm saying is –
we not thinking. We ain't in a rush. We just grabbing stuff and moving along.
Mm-hmm.
But if they taking 50 cents here and there, or however much change they taking, and they get 1,000 people coming through, that starts to add up.
Yeah, it does. So imagine, you got 1,000 people that come through. I'm sure a gas station get an influx of people, about 1,000 people every 2 or 3 days. That's an extra $500. It's about $1,000 a week. Extra $4,000 a month. 4,000 times 12, that's about 50,000 that they just siphoned out of the community.
Oh, wow.
In 1 year. And that's just one location. So I'm pretty sure a lot of these places, they got multiple locations. So that's one location. They got four locations. That's about 200,000.
Now, you said none of these so-called representatives have stepped up to address the matter of piracy in the community. Now, do they know this is going on, or
they have to know what's
going on? Do you feel like
that
they know, or have you sent them a letter and said, hey, this is what I've experienced?
So I've sent,
have you contacted one of these
representatives? I've sent multiple letters to the DATCP, the Department of Agriculture and Trade.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to actually protect this consumer trade. They said that because it's not a Wisconsin law, it's nothing that they can enforce.
What?
Yeah. So it's a federal law that they're breaking by charging a minimum. And then the actual charging of the 50 cent is not against the law, but it's against the merchant terms of service that they operate by.
So it's a loophole right there.
It's a loophole. So they try and get away with it by hiding the 50 cent on your receipt as a non-taxable grocery tax. So if you try to report it, it just looked like I bought 50 cent worth of some candy. And
ain't not one piece of candy right now.
Ain't none worth 50 cents.
You can't even get a little Debbie snack cake for 50 cents.
Nothing. So when I first tried to complain about it, they didn't award me the money back because there wasn't enough evidence to show it. So what I found out
is— Hold on, wait a minute. You went and complained and you was trying to get the money back.
I was trying to— – I filed a complaint against the transaction saying that they didn't charge me the proper amount, and then they asked for the receipt. But the receipt had the hidden tax as a non-grocery tax, so it just looked like I bought something else.
Mm.
So it had what I actually bought, then it said non-grocery tax under that for 50 cents. So it just looked like I bought two things on a receipt. So they was like, well, there's not enough evidence to support your claim. So
really?
Yeah. So what I found out is you got to take a picture of that little sign that they got on the window that say we charge 50 cents for credit or debit with under a certain amount, or even sometimes it don't even say under a certain amount. Sometimes it just say, like at Zaza's, they just charge you for using your card. You see what I'm saying? So I filed a complaint against Zaza's, and I got all my money back.
Mm, so even for the whole meal?
For the whole meal. I got a whole free meal straight from Zaza's.
What are we doing that we need to do? Well, because you got money back. You got a free— – basically, for them being corrupt,
yeah,
you got your meal paid.
I got my meal paid for. So,
and how long did this whole thing take?
So it's going to take you about 10 days. So
okay.
Usually with a debit transaction, it take about 2 or 3 days for the transaction to settle. So you got to wait for the transaction to settle before you can actually file a complaint. Then you got to file a complaint. That usually take about another 3 or 4 days for them to get back
to you. Wow. So you go to a store. They hit you with the fee.
Mm-hmm.
You done bought $200 worth of something.
Yeah.
Hit you with the fee. Now they didn't put this little surcharge in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to go through the process, and then you probably could end up getting the whole thing back.
You could probably get the whole thing back.
And you have gotten the whole thing back.
And I've gotten the whole thing back three times. So this is not a single instance situation. I've gotten it back three times for three different locations that violated me for making a purchase.
And not everybody knows this, though.
Yeah.
They just say whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, it's only, 50 cents, only a dollar.
So. Yeah.
But really, it's breaking the law, a federal idea that they—
It is.
And they know this.
It is.
But they know not everybody, at least where they servicing, is going to do something about it.
Yeah.
So you're probably a unicorn right
now.
So
there is
too many people that's doing this.
It's not. I'm trying to put the city on game right now. So there is another way that you could get back. And I'm looking into this right now. I'm talking to a legal team. if you got a track record. So if you you could go and like your bank statements and stuff like that, and you could prove that you've been to that location for an extensive period of time. Like say you go there every day, you buy your cigars there, you go there mm-hmm. every day. Every morning you stand on the bus stop, you buy a bag of chips, and they charge you a surcharge. That adds up over the years.
Right.
So I found out for my surcharges for the gas station that I go to, that added up to about $2,000 over the
that
past.
That you just spent with them.
That I spent, that they siphoned out of my pocket over the past 4 years. Legally, I could go back and I could take them to court for that. I could take them to small claims court for that.
And get that $4,000
And get that $2,000. It's $2,000
okay.
over the
get
past
the
4 years.
Back.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking with my legal team right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, let me know when you pull all this off, because you are the example of what you're talking about, because you've already went through the process.
Correct.
And got some money back.
Yes.
From what they're doing.
Yes.
Hey, Truth Nation, I'm trying to, and we ain't even thinking about, we in a pothole crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we getting the car hitting the pothole on the way to the convenience store.
Yes, sir.
So now, once you hit the pothole, now you get to the convenience store, they siphoning money from you.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So we just getting hit from every angle. You know, the city don't care. As long as the business is paying their taxes, they getting their cut. And we just left. We just had left with the remnants, you know.
Anita says the average card pass-through fee is 3.5%. Businesses can decide to pass through the fee or raise their prices to cover the fee with you used a card or cash.
Not a debit card. It's on, you could go to any website. I pull it up right now. It's actually the terms of service on the, on Visa website, MasterCard website.
Mm-hmm.
It forbids them from adding any kind of fees to a debit. Now, for a credit card, they could pass those fees on.
She said, okay, yeah, it was a little typo toward the end, but we kind of understood what you were saying, Anita. Also, Not Really a City Girl says, I've been telling many store owners that for the longest time, I remember looking this information up years ago and calling them out. This is why I don't shop with them if I can avoid it.
Yeah, not shopping with them, that only do so much. That's there's still other people that's still going there, that's still being violated. So as a community, we need to actually address the issue instead of just trying to put a Band-Aid over it. I think not shopping with them is just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually addressing the issue and making the people aware that they're being violated is the actual solution. And then, like I was talking to Vaughn, I was saying we need to do a community strike at these places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one day we all come together. It's 100 of us. We all go in there and get a free meal.
Mm.
I mean, what is it? You got to hit their pockets.
Just grab something to eat.
And no, you pay for it, but they're going to surcharge you.
Okay.
And we all just file that complaint. At the end of the day, you see, and that's 100 people. We all spent $20. That's $2,000 that just hit their pocket. How many times we got to hit your pocket and get free meals until you decide to stop charging our community surcharges?
Okay, so just
surcharges.
Going there,
doing nothing illegal.
That's a lot right there. That's a lot to take in because, like I said, you have already, like I said earlier, been through the process. Got the money back.
Yes, sir.
In 10 days.
Yes, sir.
All right, community. Hey, look, they taking extra money. I noticed that many times when they say certain things that they charge in the fee, because I remember some saying that if you pay with a credit card, they got to charge you an extra fee.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, forget that. I'm going somewhere else because I ain't never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I drove somewhere else. They was trying to say that to me.
And they try and tell you that your debit card is a credit card. They'll tell you anything just to get that fee up out of you. Because at the end of the day, you don't walk to the store. You don't drove to the store. You invested at that point. I'm here. Well, I'm invested.
Dinkins says it's a business agreement that they made with the banks.
Yeah, so when it's the merchant terms of service says that they cannot put any fees on a debit. It's on Visa's card. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Also, Jasmine says the gas station on Titonia and Greentree tacked on an extra dollar, not thinking I would catch it.
Mm. That's crazy.
Mm. Well, when we come back, we got Key City in studio. I guess he's letting everybody know that there is something going on with these transactions that you can get your money back. We're going to continue to talk about this. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Yes, sir.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Clap on, clap on. Green light, red light. Going in stop skirt. Milltown, I'ma hit it then drop. Yeah. Sipping juice, sipping Pop Tarts. Sipping juice, sipping Pop Tarts. Yeah. Sipping juice, sipping Pop Tarts. Yeah. I'ma hit it then drop. Huh? Milltown, I'ma never gonna stop. Go. Clap on, clap off. We don't never stop. Nah. Green light, go mode. Take it to the top. Go. Milltown, bounce, make the whole block rock. Boom. Hit it once, hit it twice, then it drop. Drop. Clap on, clap off. We don't never stop. Never fast lane living. I ain't never gonna flop. Run the mud, now we up, can't stop. Yeah. Whole city watch when the beat gon' knock, knock. Chase them down, make them swerve in a pothole. Scoop. I get it hot, keep it hot now. Hot. Turn the energy up, keep it hot now. Let's go. Make them hit a pothole, make them swerve more. Swerve. Hit the corner quick, now I'm back on the scene. Scoop. Look me in my eyes, you can see what I mean. Real. Try to keep it cool, I've been fighting all these habits. Back. Backseat shorty still yelling, go get it. Go.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. We in studio with Key City. He's saying that their charges from these convenience stores, the surcharges, are not even legal. He also challenged his surcharges and got his money back. But this is something that we got to talk about because every day we go into these stores, we make purchases, and we don't even look for it sometimes. We just get the receipt and get out of there.
Yep.
And they didn't took 50 cents or they took
a dollar
from you, but it all adds up.
Mm-hmm.
After probably 1 week of this, you probably got a good $10,000 depending on the traffic.
Sometimes I might go to the gas station twice in a day. That's $1 a day.
Right. But, you know, sometimes these gas stations get a bunch of people just coming in, in and out. Depending on location, it can add up.
Definitely. They just siphoning money out of the
community. Said that you found out that you spent at least $2,000 at the store that you were complaining about total.
That's just one store.
That's just one store.
That's one store.
Wow. What do you say to the community right now when they listening to this? Because, you know, they about to go into a convenience store because we ain't got no grocery store.
Yeah.
So they about to walk into a convenience store to grab something to eat, or grab something to drink.
Get some free stuff.
Mm.
That's what I got to say. Legally, get some free stuff. Take a picture of that sign and say 50 cent surcharge at the window.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for a receipt. Wait.
Now, is that mandatory to have that sign at the window?
You got to have that sign that's at the window because that's the red herring. That's the proof in the pudding that they charge you 50 cents to use your debit card. And you need that because it's not going to be on the receipt as a fee. It's going to be hidden. It's going to be hidden either in the total or it's going to be listed as a non-grocery tax.
Now, you sent me like two photos of the process of how it's supposed to work. And I don't know if this is
So this from Visa. This is Visa's website directly.
Visa's website.
Yeah, and it is laying out how the merchant is supposed to conduct the transaction.
Now, is this the one? Can I?
So
assess a surcharge.
Yep. So right there at the top, it says, can I assess a surcharge on a debit card transaction for which the cardholder is using a debit? Excuse me. Can I assess a surcharge on a debit transaction for which the cardholder using a debit card chooses credit on the point of sale terminal? So regardless if you use the debit and you click credit or you click debit, they still can't charge you. The answer is no. So right underneath
it says no.
The ability to surcharge
only applies to purchase which purchases made with credit card only under certain conditions.
Yeah. So even under certain conditions, they could charge credit card fees.
Mm.
So,
but they just doing it.
They do it anyway.
It's a loophole.
It's a loophole. Because ain't nobody looking to make sure that they're not doing it. That's our job. It's our job to make sure that people aren't frauding us. And when we just let people, foreigners, come into our community and then we just let them defraud us, then that's what we get. We get stuck with a problem and everybody complaining about it. And the city's not going to address the issue. So what you have to do is address the issue yourself by contacting your car provider. So if you got Cash App or if you got a bank card or if you go through Apple, you just go to the transaction. Once it settles, you file a dispute. You tell them how much the total was supposed to be. You upload the receipt. You upload the picture of the sign. And then in about 3 or 4 days, you'll have your resolution. And 9 times out of 10, you'll have a full refund.
Now, not really. A city girl says, first off, these convenience stores, corner stores, and gas stations charge too much for their goods. I hate that our community have to deal with price gouging.
Yep. Definitely. Dealing with price gouging.
And the gas is always higher in poor communities.
It is. It's always, they just trying to take advantage of us. And they know they could do it. And it's always a specific group of people that's doing it. I'm not going to address the group of people, but we all know what group of people is doing that to our community.
The gas station people.
Gas station people.
Hey, well, look, I'm going to tell y'all this. We can only throw out the information if you want to fight back. How can they contact you and get organized?
So, like I was saying earlier, we need to do a community strike. So if you're interested in doing a community strike with us, go ahead and follow me on Facebook. Key City, like Milwaukee, KEECITY, space Master of Arts, one word. Key City, like Milwaukee, KEECITY, space Master of Arts, and follow me, and we're gonna organize a community strike against these locations. We're gonna make a purchase, and then we're all gonna file a dispute on that purchase for the fraudulent purchase that they imposed on us. We're going to get our money back, and then they're going to suffer the charge. Just like they've suffer the loss, just like they've been trying to make us suffer the loss for the past X amount of years.
And all I got to do is pull up and buy Arizona.
That's all you got to do is pull up and buy something under $5. You ain't even got to spend a lot of money.
Mm.
All you got to do is spend under $5 because they're
free Arizona.
Free Arizona.
And they going to take the hit.
And they going to take
so
the hit.
So when the $2,000 come back, where do we get the dollar back?
So now
I'm
that's
just asking.
So the 2000 is that you entitled first. You entitled to any future payments that you make that are fraudulent. You get those back. But if you got a report, your financial report that shows all of your purchases for the past X amount of years, those who of you who could keep up with y'all bank statements. I know some of y'all jump from bank account to bank account.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got a report from last year. This don't apply to you. But for the people that got financial reports that cover the span of the past 3 or 4 years, you can file a suit against the establishment for damages if it's over $1,000 in small claims court.
And so if you look and seeing that you spent over $1,000 at this place,
mm-hmm.
due to this one transaction, they got to pay you everything back.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to have a receipt for everything.
No.
You just got to have this one situation.
From what I understand, the judge is going to understand in good faith that you've been there every day that you said you've been there, and just because they violated you, they're going to have to pay the penalty for violating.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to look through my account and see which one of these corner stores I'd have spent the most money at and go get.
Yes, sir.
Go get my illegal transaction.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I need that money back.
Yes, sir.
Well, Key, I appreciate you, Key City. Thank you for coming through. Thank you for putting us on game now, because I always used to wonder why I had to ask for my receipt sometimes. I'm like, why you ain't giving me my receipt? Why you ain't giving me my receipt? Why I got to ask you for my receipt?
Yeah. And most of us don't even want a receipt. We think that a receipt.
Right.
What I need a receipt for.
Hey, you want your debt? Because they'll say, you want your receipt? Oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Now you see why you need it. Now you know why you need that receipt. That little piece of paper you think you don't need, you need it. That's for your protection.
All right. Well, look. I guess we got James on the line. We can get James on the other side. Hey, look, we're going to run the break. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back. On 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
They getting tired of you, Tory. Every time you look up, they kicking another door. See, I told you the days of being silent are over. This is the time for your cup to run over. If you don't stand for something, you gon' fall for anything. You hear me? Let me tell you something. If you need me, you know how to find me. But keep doing what you doing. I'm proud of you. Yeah, yeah. He who finds himself losing himself for my sake will find it. Yeah. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. I've been praying for peace.
They killed my dog in front of his mama. Right on the front porch of his house. I lost some dog to the slaughter, but still I'm marching.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got Key City in studio. We talking about these convenience store illegal charges. We got James. James called in. He wanted to make a comment. How you doing, James?
I'm all right, brother. How y'all doing today?
Bless his brother.
Doing pretty good.
All right. No, I just wanted to say something about, you know, I was hearing about these convenience stores. It's just not them convenience stores doing these things. So I went to go get me something to eat the other day for lunch from this Chubby's cheese steak. And I was going to leave the lady a tip on there. And she's like, oh, don't fill that out on there. And I was asking why. She said, we never get those.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So people make me pay more for their meals than what they think. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, you talking about on the kiosk. You talking about on that kiosk when they say tip, leave a tip.
No, not on that. Because, you know, when you get your receipt and you fill out how much you want to tip somebody.
Yeah. On the where you swipe. They, on said, the terminal.
They never get that money.
On the terminal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They said they never get it.
So where the money go?
They keep it.
Back to the company.
I guess you may be paying more for your meal than what you think.
So, yeah. So instead of paying $10 for the sandwich, you didn't actually pay $14 because you left a $4 tip, thinking it's going to the employee.
Man, and exactly.
Wow.
That's what tripped me out. I just, you know, I just turned it on. I caught the tail end of what y'all was talking about with these cards and everything, man. So I was just, this tripped me out. This just happened last week, man. Yeah. So I'm like, I wonder how many places I went to and threw the tip out there and ain't nobody getting them.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they say that that's why I only tip bartenders and people, waitresses that serve me. Mm. Because they take cash.
Yeah. I've never tipped a establishment, food establishment, where there's just like a JJ's or like a, you know, a Judy's Red Hot. I've never left a tip.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I never understood the kiosk tip.
Yeah.
Where you go to the store, you finna buy some soda, mm-hmm. and they, oh, you want a tip?
Yeah. That's they just trying to squeeze.
What's going on?
They trying to squeeze, man.
Like, I just bought a – the soda was $2. It was 1 liter for $2.
Listen, man, that's – You could still get an Arizona for a dollar and a canned soda, a little, that's a fraction of the size, costs a dollar. It got the same water made the soda that made the Arizona. The Arizona is twice the size of the Sprite. Yet the Sprite costs the same price as the Arizona, if not more. Sometimes I don't know.
But the Arizona is a dollar, right?
Yeah, the Arizona a dollar, but you get a can of Sprite.
A small can.
Costs the same price.
Like, all I'm saying, I don't understand. Price gouging in the hood is just, we don't complain about it. We talk about it, but we don't go and do what you just did, which is foul with the Trade Commission,
mm-hmm.
and do that whole process to get the money back.
Yeah.
I you the first person I heard that ever did that.
Yeah, I get it from my mom. She was a real advocate. She done served the community and did a lot of stuff for the community. So mm-hmm. I get it from her. You know, when I feel like something ain't right, then I'm gonna address it. I'm not the one to keep my mouth closed about nothing.
Mo the Elephant in the Chat says, don't forget about the Walmart donation. When you checking out, they said you want to give an extra $2.
You know what I heard about these corporation donations? That half that money don't even make it to the cause.
What? Because a lot of the money goes to the promotion.
Yeah, the promotion of the cause. So many people got their hands in these pots. It's this all disguised. It's all, everything is a scam. Everything commercial, every business, every operation is a scam because the scam starts off with them selling you something. That business is business. But if we're talking about the actual root of the business, you got somebody that's taking something that costs at one price and they trying to upsell it to you at another price in order to benefit themselves.
Hmm. Well, Sauce General in the chat says, a box of cereal in the hood going to run you $20.
Yeah. Sound about right if you go to a convenience store.
Taxing. It just seems like everywhere you go, they just trying to get that little, trying to squeeze you.
They is.
And you can't get no relief.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure a lot of times they don't even get some of this stuff at these convenience stores wholesale. They just go to like a Sam's Club or something mm-hmm. and buy it in bulk, and then they just resell it.
And bust it down to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Like I said, I'm going to start paying attention to my receipt. And I might save them up till I can get like a nice little chunk.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in there over $2 now.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to try to wait to pile up a couple hundred.
I was debating if
and I try
was
to gonna, go get it back.
If I was going to share this information, I was like, man, I could eat at Zaza's for free and all these places for free for the rest of the year if I keep this to myself.
Look at the- We got Lisa on the lines. How you doing,
Hi,
Queen?
Guys.
How you doing?
Hi. Hey, you know what? Years ago when I was working, I thought it was Cubs Foods or it could have been Target. And I asked the question, why are we being charged more in the city than the suburbs and stuff like that? And they said because of security. They had to pay for security. Now, I don't know about the convenience stores.
So they taxing you extra fee?
More insurance.
Oh, wow.
They told me they had to pay more insurance. More insurance. That's what she told me. We have to pay more insurance here. I was working at the, Capitol. It used to be Capitol Court, but now, and then it went to Midtown.
Yeah.
That thing. So. Yeah.
So they, businesses try to pass on as many of their costs on to the consumer as possible. Most of that is within legal, but some of the stuff is not. So I'm not 100% sure on what all can be passed on to the consumer, but I know for a fact that the fees on the debit card can't. So anything that's fee-related when you're processing a payment, that can't be done to a debit. But if they decide, as a business, they can set their own prices. So if they want to sell, if Arizona's is a dollar next door and the business says we want to sell our Arizona's for $125, they could do that. That's it's their business to set. Just like if you go to like a Chubby Cheese to get a sub and then you buy a soda out of the refrigerator, like a Mountain Dew, a bottle Mountain Dew. You know, they give you the option if you want the fountain drink, right, or if you want the bottle. You get a bottle drink, they're charging you $3-4 for that bottle drink.
Right.
When you could go to the gas, you could just walk out of there, go to the gas station and get one for $2.
Hmm.
You see, the business could charge whatever they want. You as the consumer have to decide if I want to pay that cost or not. What they can't do is give you a certain cost and then inflate that cost because you want to pay a certain way.
Mm. Well, it's a lot of gouging going on.
Yeah.
PH 76 says, crooks. No tip. Yeah. We got one more caller. We'll take a call before we – who do we got on the lines, Andrew? Who? We got Thomas on the lines.
How you doing, Thomas?
Brother Thomas.
All right.
How you doing?
I got a quick question. All right. Real quick. What about the people that got the debit cards and they're going to these restaurants and buy hot food and then they're charging $2 to $3 besides the Quest card?
Can you say that?
I wonder.
Can you say that one more time for me?
Some people, when I go into the restaurant, people have Quest cards,
mm-hmm,
and you can buy hot food with Quest cards. If you're going in and buy a poached dinner or some nachos, they'll,
charge.
Get this money. Yeah, but they'll ask for a couple dollars in cash with the Quest card.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds like a scam.
Yeah, that sounds like fraudulent activity. I mean, all these convenience stores, they're doing fraud, but sometimes they're doing it at the behest of the community. I'm sure there's a lot of people in the community that use their Quest card to go get some hot food real quick, even though they're not supposed to be doing that. They're doing it anyway. And the store clerk ain't supposed to accept it, but he accepted anyway. But nobody's complaining about that. Except
because they think they're getting a deal.
Yeah, they think they're getting a deal.
They got a bag of walking nachos,
mm-hmm,
and paid with the EBT.
And they paid with the EBT.
And then they say, slide me $2 extra.
Yeah. So ain't nobody – it's that type of situation is almost – it's a win-win. It's a win for the customer, and it's a win for the business.
Because they both think they're getting away with something.
They both think they're getting away with something.
Oh, wow. Well, Key City, I appreciate you for coming on the show today.
Anytime, bro.
It was powerful. And the information was powerful.
Yes, sir.
Well, keep me up to brisk on this when we start to do this protest in the location so we can let everybody know.
I got you.
All right, look, Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have a recap on the show today. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe. Pesos. Got a lot of brothers, some of them play bros. They don't want to say it, but they hate low. They're all mad cause I got the
Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe.
One on one, seven the truth.
If you ain't know, she got a bank.
Tory Lowe show. Andrew, we at the recap. We got to recap the show.
Talk about a jam-packed show, Tori.
It was a lot going on.
Man, there's a lot going on today. So let's start off at the top. We have a very important date that was released. It is May 22nd. It's the last day of this iteration, at least of the Tori Lowe Show.
Right. Hey, look. It was puff. I'm talking competing against other radio stations across the state, across, you know, the country, you know, being able to be in these conversations with the community, going to the White House, you know, moving in circles to try to make a point on the behalf of my people. That was powerful.
Yeah, now I have the unenviable job of trying to find 5.5 years of stuff to condense into one radio show.
Hey, you know what? I'll say this. The amazing part is we just getting started.
Oh, yeah, we were hitting our peak.
Yeah, you know, so, and I think that the next 10 years for me is beautiful and it's amazing because, you know, for 17 years, I've dealt with the community hands-on, and I think that now I'm going to transition into doing more for the community and have more help and have more assistance.
Which I love to see.
Yeah.
Right. All right, we also talked about, speaking of help and assistance, we might need to help and assist the people who are going to start fighting these data center stores because they're building another one in a Walmart center.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they took the groceries out and put the robots in. Beep, 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 beep. Hey. And then a caller called in and said, the community may not benefit much from the data center being in the neighborhood.
I think everybody is pointing the finger to know that is the truth that will not happen. I did not see. We had Kristen Bride come in and talk about data centers a couple weeks ago. We've talked ad nauseum about data centers. I don't see a world where this is going to help the community, Tori.
Oh, wow. they don't even think we're even going to be able to get the jobs.
Can't get the jobs. They shut down Sora. Who is this helping, Tori?
Oh, my God. It's not helping nobody.
Not helping a single person. Nazir Spencer showed up to talk about the two big things dropping tonight. Which are you more impressed by? Drake's Iceman or the Green Bay Packers
schedule? Come on now. I want the schedule. I want the Green Bay Packers schedule. That's the only thing that I'm excited for tonight. I don't know if I'm excited for a Drake project. I like new music. And since I heard the leak that he's trying to address LeBron and Kendrick. No, it's over with. You know, no, you bowed out. You started a lawsuit. I don't want to hear none of that.
No, I'm not trying to hear any of that.
I'm not trying to hear none of that. I'm just trying to, I thought it was going to be him moving forward, going back to making music. If this album has anything like the leak or whatever that was, I'm not interested.
Here's the thing. I'm a big Kendrick Lamar fan, Tori. I've told you that my entire time knowing you. I'm not a Drake guy, but because of this show, because we have a pop culture report to do tomorrow, I am staying up. I'm going to listen to the album, and I'll have a review for you for tomorrow.
I'm going to listen to the album. I'm a thumb through it.
Thumb through it?
Yeah, I'm at the point where I listen to the first 20 seconds.
Jay-Z had a quote a bunch of years ago about, you can't judge an album off one listen. I'm going to do it off one listen, Tori. I'm judging the album off one listen. All right. Finally, here's a take for you. Most beautiful woman in the world, I think it's Lupita. I think Christopher Nolan got it right. A lot of people were not happy that a black woman is playing the Helena Troy in the new Odyssey movie.
Well, like I said, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh, the deeper the roots. Do I need to continue? Pow!
I love it. Let's talk youth football. I had a bunch of coaches come in, Tori, talking youth football with you. Hey, I'm excited helping the community.
I get excited when I talk about youth football because I was a youth football player.
Yeah.
And I was excited. It's just an amazing time in a young man's life when they're discovering who they are and what they possibly can be, growing their skills. It's just a powerful time for a lot of young people when it comes to youth sports. And I believe the community should be more excited about all of these families and probably hundreds of youth coming together for a great event and support it and make sure that these events and these organizations can thrive.
In all your copious spare time, you ever thought about coaching youth football?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Like, after my 50th birthday, after that, I'm looking forward. I'm going to be a coach.
Oh, boy. I'm so excited for this.
Yeah, I mean, I said this. I dedicated a lot of my time to the community. But the last part, you know, maybe after 50, I probably would have got 30 probably good years left. You know, maybe 30, depending on my diet. You know what I mean?
If I
keep putting the fork down, I could live for a while, but I want to dedicate my life to the young people after that.
Well, if you need an offense coordinator, I'm here for you.
That's what's up, because it's definitely going to be some offense need coordinate, because I already know what's going to happen. You seen I had the coaches in here, and then now I got to just put on the jersey. It's going to be Coach T-Lo. Well, look, I appreciate everybody for joining the show today out there in Radio Land. Salute to everybody in the chat, another powerful chat. I appreciate you for adding to the topics today. Salute to everybody that called in, hit me on the talk to text. Hey, look, the 22nd will be the last Tory Lowe show, but it won't be the last thing that I'm doing in broadcasting. We're moving into something else, so don't worry about none of that. You know, we're going to be all right. We're going to just go into another space. But the community, the mission stays the same. Time to regroup, rethink, and reshape the black man, woman, and child. Also, it's time to repair the village, so I'm going to need all hands on deck. Look, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris, I'm next.